Matthew chapter 21. Then Jesus them come near Jerusalem and come Bethpage, the small town on top the Olive Ridge. Jesus tell two guys he stay teach.
You guys know that town over there? Go inside there. When you guys go inside the town, right there, you guys gonna find one donkey that stay tied up and a baby donkey stay there too. Hem on a rope from the fence and bring him over here for me. If somebody go ask you guys, hey, how come you guys stay do that? Tell him the boss Jesus need him. And right then and there, the guy gonna let the donkeys go.
That's what the guy that talked for God long time before time tell going happen.
Go tell Zion town, hey, look, your king stay come by you. He make nice kind to everybody. He stay ride on top one donkey, even one real young donkey.
As why Jesus guys could do what he went tell them for do. They bring the donkey and her baby by Jesus. They throw their coats on top them. And Jesus sit on top of them. Plenty people put their coats down on top the road too, just like for one king. Other guys cut branches from the trees and put them down on top the road for show respect for Jesus. And plenty guys stay walk in front and behind and yell.
Hoi! God going take us out of the bad kind of stuff we stay in. This guy from King David Ohana. God going do plenty good kind of stuff for him. He the guy that come with power from the one in charge. The awesome God gonna take us out of the bad kind of stuff we stay in.
When Jesus go inside Jerusalem, all the people stay amping out and they tell.
Hey, who that?
And plenty people tell him.
That's the guy that talk for God. That's Jesus from Nazareth town, Galilee.
Then Jesus go inside the open lanai for the temple. And he throw out all the guys that stay buy and sell stuff over there. He hooly the tables where they sell the special kind money for give to the temple. And the stools for the guys that sell doves for make sacrifice. He tell all those people.
The Bible tell, my temple gonna be one house for pray inside. But you guys stay make them just like one hangout for crooks.
Then the blind guys and the guys that no can walk go by Jesus inside the open lanai for a temple, and he make them come good. But the main priest guys and the teachers that teach the rules from God see all the awesome stuff Jesus do, and they see all the kids they yell inside the open lanai for a temple. The kids tell,
hey, Garen's God gonna take us out of all the bad kind of stuff we stay in. Garen's is the guy from King David Ohana.
So the priest guys and the teacher guys come hoo-hoo. They tell Jesus,
hey, you hear how these kids they talking? That's not good.
But Jesus tell them,
yeah, I hear them. What's the matter you? You guys never read what the Bible tell. Out of the mouth of the babies and the small kids, you let them tell all the good kind stuff about you.
Then he go away from them and go Bethany, the small town outside Jerusalem, and stay over there. The next morning, when Jesus stay go Jerusalem town one more time, he come real hungry. He spark one fig tree by the road. He go over there and only find leaves, no more fruit, nothing. He tell him,
you no gonna give fruit no more.
Right then and there, the fig tree go dry up. His guys see that. They tell,
wow, fast the fig tree dry up.
They no can figure how come. Jesus tell him,
as right, and I tell you guys this too. If you guys trust God and think you no stay sure you're going to do the kind things you gonna see me do to this fig tree, you're going to even tell this mountain over here, hey, get up, go jump inside the ocean and go be like that. When you guys pray, everything you go ask God for do, trust him just like you get him already, and that going to happen.
Then Jesus go inside the open lanai for the temple and teach the people. The main priest guys and the older leaders for the people go by him. They tell him,
what right you get for do this kind of stuff? Who tell you good for you do them?
Jesus tell him,
I like ask you guys one question. You tell me And then I tell you guys what right I get for do this kind of stuff. The guy John, when he went baptize people, where he get the right for do that? God in the sky. He give him the right. Or the people, they give him the right?
The main priest guys make argue with each other, they tell.
If we tell him, God in the sky give him the right, he going tell, how come you guys never stay sure as for real kind in what he tell? But if we tell, the people give him the right, no way, you know, us guys scared what the people going do. Because the people figure that John went talk for God.
So they tell him,
hey, we don't know.
Then Jesus tell,
okay then, I'm not going to tell you guys from where I get the right for do what I do. What do you guys figure about this story? About one guy that get two boys. He tell the first boy, hey, boy, go work the grape farm today. But he tell, no, I'm not going to go. After that, the boy think different. So he go work inside the grape farm. The father tell the other boy the same thing. And he tell, yeah, I going to go. But he never go. How you guys figure? What boy will do what the father like?
They tell him.
The first boy, for sure.
Jesus tell.
That's right. I tell you guys, the guys that collect tax money for the government and the way he needs that fool round for money, they're going to get God for their king before you guys get them. John, the baptizer guy, will teach you guys the right way and you guys never stay sure what he tells stay for real kind. But the tax guys and the way he needs that fool around for money, they stay for sure. You guys won't see that, and you guys still yet never come sorry for all the bad kind stuff you guys do and no do them no more. No matter you won't see that those people stay sure what he tells stay for real kind. You guys still yet no stay sure what he tells stay for real kind. Try listen this story for you learn something. This one about the guy that go plant one grape farm. He make one fence around him and dig one hole inside the ground for squeeze the grapes. And he built on watchtower. Then he rent the grape farm to some farmer guys and go far away. When time for harvest the grapes, the boss guy sent some worker guys for get his share from the farmer guys. But the farmer guys grab him and bust up one guy and kill another and throw stones at the other worker guy. The boss sent plenty more worker guys, more than before, and the farmer guys do the same thing to them, just like they do to the other worker guys. In the end, the boss sent his boy. He tell, hey, they're going to show respect for my boy. But when the farmer guys spark the boy, they tell each other, hey, this the guy going to own the farm. Go come, we go kill him and take over the farm. So they grab the boy and throw him outside the farm and kill him. Then, when the boss that owned the grape farm come, what you guys figure he going to do to them?
The leader guys tell.
He going to kill the bad guys. And then he going to rent the field to some other guys that going to give him his share when the time come.
Then Jesus tell him.
You guys never read this inside the Bible or what? About the stone that's just like me. Had on big stone. The builder guys, they figure, poho, this stone no good. And they throw him out. But that stone, that's the corner block for make the building strong. The one in charge when do this, eh? And this awesome. I tell you guys, God gonna be king for other peoples that do good kind stuff, just like he do, but he no gonna be king for your people no more. Me, the main stone, the guy that trip and fall down on top this stone, the stone gonna broke him in small pieces. If this stone fall down on top one guy, the stone gonna make him just like dust.
When the main priest guys and the Pharisee guys hear the stories, they know Jesus, they talk about them. And they like grab him for put him inside prison. But they scared the people because the people figure he want guy that talk for God.